about Just for Starters. An outline of this talk can be found on pages 9 and 10 of the Preparing Just for Starters workbook. Just for Starters is a set of 7 foundational Bible studies that has been used very effectively over the last 25 years to follow up new Christians. The studies themselves are very helpful in showing from the Bible what it means to be a Christian and what a Christian lifestyle looks like. However, as excellent as the content of Just for Starters is, the key to using the studies effectively in personal follow-up is the personal relationship in which they take place. I suppose it would be possible to be paired up with a new Christian, to meet together 7 times for an hour each time to work through Just for Starters, to wish them well when it's over and then move on to the next person. I suppose that would be possible. It's even possible that the new Christian would derive some benefit from these meetings. But all in all, this would be a very poor outcome indeed, because it wouldn't include the enormous potential for growth and encouragement that can take place in a good follow-up relationship. The Just for Starters studies aren't a set of 7 boxes you need to tick with a new Christian, something you just do mechanically. They are best thought of as a framework around which a new Christian and a more mature Christian can build a relationship of encouragement that hopefully will last for years. You're not meeting just to share a set of studies, but to share your lives, to play tennis, to share meals, to help each other in practical ways, or just to phone each other up for a chat. Some people will meet and do the 7 studies over 7 one-hour meetings. The studies have been designed so that you can do each one in an hour. But each study may take longer than an hour, depending on the person you're meeting with. In fact, you may find that you get together several times before you even complete a single study. You may find, after the first one, that the person is not really a Christian after all, and that you need to keep coming back to the basics of the gospel before going any further. Follow-up is not a program or a production line. It's a relationship, and the relationship will ultimately determine the best way in which to establish someone in Christ. The 7 Just for Starters studies are an aid in that relationship. All the same, they are a very handy aid. It's great to have a reason to meet regularly, and great to have a framework to guide the discussion. It means that at the very least, you're going to meet with someone regularly for 2 months or more, during which time you can really get to know someone and establish a relationship that can continue after the studies are finished. Having a set of Bible studies to talk over can also avoid the trap of meeting to discuss only problems or issues, rather than meeting in order to progress towards maturity in Christ. The studies are best done one-to-one, but you can do them with 2 or 3 others as well. As you add more people, of course, it gets harder to build that personal relationship and be as effective in follow-up. The danger of doing Just for Starters in a small group as opposed to one-to-one is that it will be efficient, but perhaps not quite as effective. Because the studies are done one-to-one, and because we are wanting to develop a loving Christian relationship in which we support the person and help them grow in godliness, they are best done with a person of the same sex. This is one of those areas in which we must not only do the right thing, but be seen to be doing the right thing. Each of the studies in Just for Starters is on a different topic. One study, one topic. Although the first 2 studies, Saved by God and Trusting in God, do overlap somewhat. Each study is not only on a topic, but it's based on one Bible passage. Because remember, we're aiming to teach new Christians not only what this particular topic is about, but how to read and learn from the Bible themselves. We're aiming to teach them that the answers to questions can be found in the Bible. Now, we could perhaps have covered more aspects of each topic by picking verses from all over the Bible, but if we did that, then at the end of the studies, people still wouldn't know how just to read a passage and make sense of it themselves. So what we've done is pick one passage for each topic and do a Bible study on that passage, so that when people look at other passages in the Bible, they'll know a good method for how to read and understand the Bible for themselves. So there is a standard pattern to each study, regardless of the topic or the passage. First, we stop and think about the passage itself. We read the verses again, we stop and we think about what they mean. We ask ourselves if there are any words we don't understand. If there are words which new Christians are unlikely to be familiar with, then an explanation of the words is found at the bottom of the page. Next, we find the verses in our Bibles, so that we can see them in context. The verses are quoted from the New International Version because it's a fairly simple translation which many people can easily get hold of. It may cause some confusion if you use a different translation, so try to use the NIV if you can. You may even need to lend the other person a copy if that's necessary. Now, looking up the verse in its context and reading the whole passage is very important. It not only helps us understand the particular verses we're focusing on in the study, but it teaches a very important lesson. It teaches the new Christian that any particular verse in the Bible needs to be read in its context to be understood, and this will help them enormously in their Christian lives, not only in their own Bible reading, but in protecting them from people who don't do this, who quote verses out of context to prove this or that. So don't skip this step, it's well worth doing. Then we do our best to write out the passage in our own words. Some people find this a little difficult, but it's an excellent way to show whether someone has really understood the drift of a Bible passage. In particular, it often demonstrates areas in which the new Christian hasn't understood the passage. You don't have to deal with that misunderstanding straight away. There should be ample opportunity to do so as the study proceeds. But it's very helpful to have it in mind from the start. Then come a series of questions. The numbered questions are fairly straightforward comprehension questions and can be answered directly from the passage. The think-it-through questions require us to think beyond the details of the passage to what it means and implies and how it applies to our lives. This way of distinguishing the questions is very useful. The comprehension questions help people see that the words and sentences in the passage actually mean something and are saying something. It helps the new Christian to see that reading the Bible is not a mysterious or magical exercise. It's simply reading, like reading the newspaper or a recipe or a repair manual. And so while the Bible may be new to us and may contain some words we aren't familiar with, what we do when we read the Bible is basically what we do when we read anything. We read sentences, we read paragraphs, and they say something to us and we understand them. The think it through questions then help us think about what the implications are. What does it mean for me? What changes do I need to make now? How does this apply in my life and in my situation? The think it through sections also help us discuss important issues not directly or completely addressed in the passage itself. Now, there can be a very strong temptation for people who've been Christian for some time to jump straight into the think it through questions before doing the comprehension questions properly, and therefore to read into the passage what we think the passage is saying, rather than first spending time actually looking at what the passage is saying itself. Sometimes the new Christian has less trouble with these studies than the old Christian, because the old Christian keeps answering questions that are not asked and misanswering the questions that are asked. And in large part, the purpose of the 7 talks that follow in this course is to help you carefully prepare each study so you don't fall into that trap. We need to make sure we've understood the passage and the questions that relate to the passage so that we can be clear, accurate, and helpful when discussing them with our new Christian friend. So, there are numbered questions, and there are think-it-through questions. Then come some cross-references, a list of other passages that you can consult if you have time. You may or may not spend much time in the studies looking at these, although they are a great way to think more deeply about the topic. You might even like to spend an extra week looking at these passages before moving on to the next study. Lastly, each Just for Starters study asks you to memorise the passage for that week. Some find this difficult or a bit of a chore, but it's a very worthwhile exercise. Helping a new Christian to learn 7 important little Bible passages is a great foundation for their Christian lives. And they most certainly will not bother with the memorising if you don't set a good example. So make sure you take the time to do the memorising and to check how each other are going. Well, that's a brief introduction to Just for Starters and how each study works. As I mentioned earlier, the aim is not just to go through these questions and tick off right answers. The aim is to have encouraging conversations together over the Bible, where we share what we're learning from the Word of God, sharpen each other's thinking, and build each other up. It's an opportunity to learn to ask questions, to learn how to discuss the Bible, to discuss problems and issues in the Christian life, all from a biblical perspective. And so as we're going through the study, we need to be focusing on making the most of the time and just letting the conversation take its course, even if that means we don't finish the study itself. You might often find that you only get halfway through because so many questions and issues have come up, and that's fine. In fact, it's more than fine, it's excellent, because it means that the Word of God is having an effect. It's engaging the mind of the new Christian. And if you do only get halfway through, make sure you work out together how you're going to pick up the study next time. Now I need to say just a few things about how this course works. Page 10 of your Preparing Just for Starters workbook outlines the steps to take when preparing each study. The first step is to pray that God would give you a clear understanding of His Word. And if there is a particular person you're planning to meet with, pray for them also, of course. Secondly, using your workbook, work through the Just for Starters study yourself. Read and think about the passage, and answer the questions using the spaces provided in the workbook. In your workbook, you will also find some cross-references next to the numbered questions and next to some of the Think It Through questions. Looking up these extra references is an optional step, but it will deepen your understanding of the Bible's teaching on this topic and provide you with some useful cross-references that you might like to use during the study. When you're actually meeting with a new Christian, you should use these cross-references very sparingly. You don't want to overwhelm and confuse the person with dozens of passages to look up. Most of the time, the point will be quite clear enough from the main passage that you're studying. Thirdly, listen to the talk for that study, making notes as you do so on the blank pages provided. This will take you through the study and deepen your understanding of the passage and the issues involved. Fourthly, decide what main points should be communicated through the study. What are the main things you want to make sure come through? Largely, this will be based on the passage, but it will also be influenced by what issues or problems the other person is having. Fifthly, work out if there's anything else you really want to achieve at this meeting. For example, it might be your first meeting, and you might not only want to communicate the main points of the Bible study, but also just get to know the person. It's worth thinking about these sorts of additional goals in advance. Of course, this is not something you do just once during this course, but something you will need to think about each time you meet with someone to do the Just for Starters studies. Lastly, prepare your own discussion copy of the Just for Starters study. When you meet with someone, it's best not to bring along your Preparing Just for Starters workbook with all its notes and answers written in, but just to have the same version of the studies that the other person is using. So if you're planning to meet with someone, check you have a copy of the studies for yourself. On your discussion copy, you should have the following sorts of things: the main points you want to communicate, any additional goals for that meeting, answers to all the questions, cross-references where you might need them, and some additional questions or notes or comments that might help you along the way. And it's also probably worth highlighting the important questions in the study that you really want to focus on. With this discussion copy written up, you're now ready to sit down with someone, such as a new Christian, and work through Just for Starters with them, encouraging them and building them up in their faith, and establishing a relationship with them that hopefully will go on well past the time spent doing the studies themselves. We'd recommend that as soon as possible after doing this Preparing Just for Starters course, or even while you're doing it, you try to meet with someone and work through Just for Starters. If you're a little nervous about the thought of meeting with a new Christian, or if you don't know any new Christians, just organise to meet with one of your Christian friends and go through the studies with them. Well, that's about all I need to tell you by way of introduction. What follows is the first of 7 talks on the 7 studies. Before you listen to the first one, turn to page 11 of your workbook and pray, and work through study 1 for yourself.